ואילו שמויס ואלה שמועיז בני ישראל הבואים מצרים. עכשיו לדברים בקודים, אך צריך לשים על רשפי היי, ביגס דאון, דור שירשום, סדר של ראשי טייבס, שתיים מיקרו ואיך התארגום. וסי, ואלה שמועיז בני ישראל הבואים מצרים, וחייב, אודום, ליקרויס, הפרשו, שתיים מיקרו ואיך התארגום. ואלה שמויס, ווב וחייב אודום לקרויס הפרשו, שמויס, שתיים מיקרו ואיך אותר. פרימי גודם ברב, תחידו רדי בינגז אדם בשם רבינו אפרים. The shall is very nice, but why פונק שתיים מיקרו במילו שמויס? It's the right place is to be in the beginning of ברשיס. ברשיס, הביא ראש הטבע, שתיים מיקרו ואיך אותר. I don't know, what you'll figure it out, yeah? How exactly it could fit inside ברשיס. אבל זה שייך את הפרשו שמויס. So I'm just saying that even names you have to say Shtayim Mikro Vecho Targum. That Reuven, Reuven, and you have to say the Targum. I would say Reuven and doesn't want to explain. Like the Gemara says, Chayav Odom Likro Shtayim Mikro Vecho Targum, and I feel like Torah is the Diva, the Gemara and Brochus. But I give all the other Zach. And Bereshis, everyone does Shtayim Mikro Vecho Targum. So it comes to Shmois, already the Olam really become Famato Zach. Now it's time to tell the Olam Shtayim Mikro. No, but Simchas Torah, Bereshis, everyone says Shtayim Mikro, Derech HaTargum. The Dorshi Rishum is wanted to remind us, we start Parsha Shmois. Anu HaSchole, Davches, Davtes, Anu HaSchole, Noch Abom, the Gantz HaShtarka. The Pasuk, Ve'ele Shmois Bnei Yisrael, Haboim Mitzrayim. What does it says, Haboim? Why doesn't it say Shebo? Haboim. Boim, Shebo, that they never get used to. The Ovis HaKadoshim, the whole time they felt the visitors. Logo Ba'aretz Banu, we didn't come to live there. So, Aboim, the Keseder Aboim Mitzrayim, they didn't settle in Mitzrayim. There were visitors in Mitzrayim, Aboim Mitzrayim. So the Pasuk Reuven Shimon, ויומס יוסף ובני ישראל פורו וישרצו וירבו ויעצמו במאויד מאויד. פורו וישרצו וירבו ויעצמו במאויד מאויד. 6. רשו שיועד לשישה בקרס אחוז. תקד מרומס. 6. פורו וישרצו וירבו ויעצמו במאויד מאויד. עוד מפור שמעת צריך. How you see here that שישה בקרס אחוז. אבל את זה זה תימולה האורץ עיסו. It's an extra word. What is Vatimole Oretz Oysa? So the Besalevi brings down that it's a Hemshech, Vayokum Melech Chodosh. Kol Zman, they were only in Eretz Goshen, the Golus didn't shoylet on them. And the minute that they started to pop out, Besalevi explains more from that. He says, when Klal Yisrael keep themselves separate from the Goyim, Hashem doesn't bring the Tzoros on them. When they try to look like the Goyim, then the Tzara starts. This is what happened in Germany, if you remember. When they started to become the Askole, I remember 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I remember when it was near Kulteire, near Yeshivas Kulteire, they had like a whole big campus there, a fly campus, and they had Arabs, boys and girls with Yiddish kids, begging them to have a Shabbos together, you know, to often Lezavgum Zivugim. Remember, it was a holy shiva dancing around the building, making afghanas. 2-3 days after the whole intifada started. Then the left was busy intermarriage with Arabs. Yeah, today even if you want, it's not shaykh. Yeah, but I'm saying this was the whole line of the left. Now they say peace. There was no fight. What they were saying then? To marry them. To marry together. Umma achas. אלמוד עושה, ותימולה אורץ הישון, פורו וישרצו ויערבו ויעצמו ממועיד מועיד, ותימולה אורץ הישון, all over the place, מיד ויוק המלך חודש. This is the Seder of the Golus. There's a lady with a big arm on a pasuk. He would say, when it starts, we have the pasuk. Pasuk Yudbeis, ויקוצו מפני בני ישראל. Hashem makes it ויקוצו. The goyim can't stand this. The more that you try to feel close to them, people think the other way around today. Be nice, go with suits, be modern, not an ex, yeah? Don't be Fakrochen in Borough Park, Williamsburg. Don't go to Woodmere, all these, you know, be nice, Lakewood. Be nice. Lakewood, I mean the outside going out, yeah? How much you go out? What is it? If you think that the person can know. Matasi, Tilbishishoni, you'll wear nice clothes. Kitadi Adezo, nice jewelry. Kitikri Bapuchenaich, you color your eyes. Lashav Tisiapi, for no purpose, you're putting yourself. Kimoasu Bachagovim, Nafshech Yivaksh. The more you try to be nice, they'll want to kill. ויוקם מלך חודש על מצרים אשר לא יודע את יוסף. אז רש"י אומר לא יודע את יוסף עושה עצמו כאילו לא יודע. So Tami Edison explains that Yosef made a lot of rules to protect Klal Yisrael. וכל מלך חדש ולא הולך בנימוסי. Yosef had different rules. The Tami Edison Miskarov explains that more, but the Maisa said Tami Edison. The Leodas Yosef means that he didn't keep the rules of Yosef. So what he said, Hova Nishak Mole, Ben Yirbe Vahayo Kisikrano Milchomo Venoisef Gamhu Asoneinu Venimchal Bonu Vaolo Minaoritz. So Drashi Nishak Mole, Hachone Vazmone, Kleima Rezminu Atzmechem. So the Gemara in Sotah says, Shloisha, so what made the plan? But the Simol of Sorim Misim, the Mananoi, so everyone came to work, and so slowly they stayed. Chazal Zogon, Shloisha, Hoyu, Bo Yisraeitz. And the Hova Nishak Mole was three. Bilom, Iyoy, V'Yisrae. Bilom Sheyoatz was his idea, Nerag Becherem. Yisrae Sheborach, Ola Legdula. Iyov sheshasak nidan beisur. Vaydim Chaim Shmulevitz. Bishleime. Bilom sheyoatz deserves to be killed. Bilom sheyoatz deserves to be killed. Yisro sheborach ola legdula. Aber Iyov sheshasak. Iyov sheshasak. Nidan beisur im isur Iyov. So much. Hashem gave him Yisur. When a person has pain, he yells. The yelling helps him. No. I was too very mishrait. Told Iyoy, you're doing so much plans to plan stuff. Why you kept quiet? What he said, it will not help. Power will not listen. I was too very, you cry. One of the daily ones one of the big rabbits, I forgot his name. And he said that he can't daven. You know, he doesn't feel, you know, he daven. Say that, you know, if Hashem wants, he will listen. If Hashem doesn't want, he will not listen. Why do people yell and scream? He said her husband would, you know, when he would daven, he would shock them and scream. It was from the grace of Bale Avoido. But that's not why your husband yells and screams and davening so much. Can he daven? He told Hashem, Hashem listen. Yes, yes, nish, nish. So she told him, you know, stay for Shabbos by us. Go to Shabbos, I'll explain. So, you know, he gave her all of his stuff for Shabbos. He ate the first meal, second meal, the third meal. And yeah, he had a shrine, so he was like, I'm going to go to the house, and I'm going to go to and again, he looks at her. We heard. Slach one, we heard. Ashivayu, we heard. Whole Shabbos is there. Not the Shabbos, he's about to go to leave. Because the Rebbe knew I was here on Shabbos, the question is even more strange. Every time he squeezes, it jumps, yells, yeah, it's weird. So, okay, I'm really sorry. I thought that I'll manage to help you. I'm sorry I didn't manage to help you. He says, okay, I can get back my stuff. She says, what stuff? He says, you know, I had a wallet. She says, I don't remember. So when I had a million rubles, I had my wallet, I could get it back. He says, no, I really forgot. I don't remember such a thing. You come to look in the house. He says, what do you mean you don't remember? He the rabbit said, you know, what, the rabbit said, also steals. I knew he yells, and they scream here, oh, they steal in this house also. So I'm really sorry, she said, but I don't remember that he gave me the money. He said, I'm shy and screaming. She said, I'm sorry. You don't remember. Try to think. Chas v'shalom, I'm not chosher the rabbi, I know she was so busy, she was cooking. It's not a chassidim, but try to remember. So she turns over to him, so why are you screaming? Why are you not saying it quietly? Yeah, my husband yells. Lo yidei matnas gadol hashiveinu. But you doesn't too way. Comes a little popey aster. You started to scream. Why you couldn't speak nice? Why you couldn't ask me nicely? Where's the money? Try to think over. Why are you screaming? Tell us. Situt vei mishrayt. My husband situt vei at the goddess. My husband situt vei al kedusha. So he screams like a shvach. Sorry, Pasuk, ve'yasimu alav, sorry, I'm missing l'man anois b'sivloisam, ve'yiven, orim, miskenes, lefaro, yespitem, ve'esramses, ve'yavidu b'nei Yisrael, mitzrayim is b'nei Yisrael b'perech. This is Pasuk Yud Gimel, ve'amar v'schayim, asher ovdu b'hem b'perech. It says twice perech, all together is 600, b'gematria, it's connected with the medrash, ve'yosha brings it out. Everyone had to make 600 bricks every day. ויאמר מלך מצרים למייל בסעיבריאס, בוא נזו ויאמר. סנטן גיינס לברינגס. ויאמר מלך מצרים למייל בסעיבריאס, that power had a dream, and he saw the gods מצרים are standing in one side of the scale. And he saw a little sheep standing in the other one. And he sees that one of them, a hand from one tail is picking up from the other one. So they told him that Fakel is the time to kill, and they called him Pua and Shifra, and they called him Miyalda Saivrias. And what he called him? Vayemi Melech Mitzrayim Lemiyalda Saivrias. Asher Shem Achas Shifra V'Shem Hashem is Pua. They call them Shifra V'Pua. So Rashi, what is Shifra V'Pua? Shifra is a Yocheves. Hashem Shemeshaper Etz Savlat. She would rubble him when he was born. Pua is a Miriam. Hashem Shepua, she would, like, she was a younger. She spoke to the baby, don't cry. Pua, this is a Rashi. Shepua. Frank Deval, these two ladies, what they did, Mishas that Pauli said, you're not allowed to, you have to kill the kids. They were the ones that were Moisel Nefesh. They were Moisel Nefesh to bring kids to the world. And what we call her, Pua, she like, you know, she's speaking to the little baby. Miriam Anavir, you know, she's the one that do the baby. And Shifra, you know, she rubbles the baby. Shteidu was his meisa b'shleimus. A person, I remember my Rebbe, Chaim Kreisberg, was the Yotzei this week. When he would go to give almanas money, he was expert. I had a machlekes here with the yeshiva, because it says outside, Sarat achesed v'atoiro, the door here. Yashar Chaim, I said, Sarah Teira v'achesed, Mishta Chesed v'atoira. So the guy gave the money, wanted this nusach. I don't know if he wants to write something against it, Mechavis Nisha. Aber Zundo Shmuz. Aber when he would go, so he would give Almonis a lot of money, hundreds. So when he would come to give Almonis $20,000, in his pocket he would have some candies and chocolate. And we'll give the Yisraelim some chocolate, some candies. Because they don't know that now the mother's getting $20,000, she could raise them. Yeah? They lost the father. For them, this chocolate would make them the same happy as the mother. It's the same mitzvah to make this the same happy. Some people sometimes are busy in big chesets. Ulan Val, yeah? And you didn't step in the little, you know, that they got boim, you know, that's when they push, they mamish bring a chesed. Not an Amishiva, yeah? But in the Sada. They're Agabi for them, go, they put, yeah? They're in the Sada. Bal Chesed is busy in the mitzvah. Every little prat. Shifra Bepua, they're saving kids, they're bringing them to the world. She sings to the kid, Chesed B'Shleimus. She rubbles the kid. V'yoymer melech Mitzrayim l'miyardes ha'ivriyus asher shem achas Shifra v'shem ha'shni Bepua. This was their name, Chesed B'Shleimus. Pua, so we call her Pua. Miriam Anavia, you know what is her name? Pua. That she does poo to the baby. Miriam Anavia. But this is the godless. Chaim Kaiser takes out a little lollipop. And he goes to give the $10,000 to the mother. But you know they give? They step on the person who's helping and they step on him, yeah? They give the kimcha pisra, you know, throw it on him, yeah? The poor. So Rashi said, Moshe v'Isha yoledes. Lo yomak v'dela l'aschorim. So Chazal said, he gave them a simen. As is on Chazal. The boy looks like this, and the girl looks like this, the before she bring down. Now, the shaila is, like the Maharsha, one could say to Yudalef, what is the pshat here? Why he had to tell the Meyaldas? Why he didn't tell his Avodim, go kill all the kids? So you say, a minute after they could kill them, because he was hoping that they will, what is you tell his Avodim, every baby that you see, you have to kill. Tells the Mi'alda is simanasana. When it's inside, if it's a boy, just choke him inside. If it's a girl, let it come out. Well, then the parents will be less upset. So Marsha says that Ben Noyach is nera gala ubri. Ala Ben Noyach, if he kills the uba, he's chayim misa. If he kills a person, he's chayim misa. So the Avdi Pava didn't want to kill. They were scared to be chayim misa. Yisrael is not nera gala ubri. It's only a love. So Meili, he told him, you killed the Uber, if not, I'm killing you. It's because Nefesh is Deich, right? This is the way we do today. The Maiz, if a lady is Miskasha B'Leidosa, we kill the baby to save the mother. Even if he's not a lady. Why? Because Ben Yisrael is not Neregel Uber. So Meili, because Nefesh is Deich. So he told him, if not, I will kill you. So you have a heter inside to press the button. After the kid comes out, even if I'll kill you, you can't kill him. So Nasa Lehem Simon inside the stomach get to know if it's a boy or a girl. And if it's a boy, you could kill him. And if not, I will kill you. So you have a head of Pikuach Nefesh. So if I hear that a boy came out, I will kill you. But his avodim will not want to listen. We'll say my chosis. We're not allowed to listen. Also, they were not allowed. He knew that they were also not listening. So that Tirena Miyadus is a legim, the Loyosu, Kashab Liber Lakim, Mayor of Israel, but Chayana is a Yelodim. So the Posikhov, the Yita Velikim la Miyadus, the Yere Baom Vayats Mumori, Azar Chesed, became even more dangerous. What was the chesed? And now they have to give birth every day, and power will get more angry. But the Torah says, Schar mitzvah mitzvah. This one, they wanted to be a kium like Rashi. Now, Rashi has another pshat. We learn pshat, Vayete v'leikim l'meyadus, look in Pasuk Chof. Vayete v'leikim l'meyadus, Vayerev v'om v'yatz v'meoid. So the Welt learns by Yerev, that's the schar. The schar is that they want the Klal Yisrael. Forget it, schar mitzvah mitzvah. Rashi is mashmah not like, look at Rashi, Vayeta v'leikim l'meyaldus, Mahu atoivo? Rashi means next posuk. Vahiki yor ha'meyaldus v'leikim v'yaslim batim. The Pasha says, Vayetem Legim Maldos, Vayereb Om Vayatsum Moid. Vayetem Legim Maldos, brackets, Vayereb Om Vayatsum Moid, or not. Or Rashi Taka means to say, Vayetem Legim Maldos, and what was it? Vayereb Om Vayatsum Moid. Shana, how to read this Rashi? If Rashi means, because he doesn't have words before Pasuk of Aleph, so the Torah was, but it says, Vahiki Yoram Mialdus is a Lekim Vayasla in Bati. But it's Rashi. Bati Kihuna Leviya the Malchus. Why? So Biskirov says one of the nicest voices of Biskirov. What if the Mialdus will listen to Pharaoh? So what would happen? Israel.
Chai Israel would still have a king.
Right. Because we're girls. There will be no boys. So we'll not have Kihuna, we'll not have Leviya. The Gator. Akma Baba Yisrael of Lat Kosha. They are the ones that say that Klal Yisrael will have Koyanim, Levim, Yisraelim.
Isn't it true
that
Asher Mitzvah?
What?
Who?
Who was left outside?
Klal
Yisrael. I don't know. I think everyone, we started the Pasha, I think everyone, Aboy Mitzrayim, on the list is everyone. I don't think no one was left outside. So if everyone was born inside, so there may not be no Yidden. So the Mele does his Midah Keneged Midah. So from the lady came out, Bati Kihuna, Bati Leviya, Bati Malchus. Because also Akum, Gemara says that even if a girl can be a melech, so not Malchus, not Kihuna, not Leviya. The Misalevi says Givaldi Givot. He says it's Pashat, is it? He says the Maisa, how much Yidden came out? Kasher Yanu Oisoy came Yifritz Bechem Yir. Skirov says that Pari said to kill even his own. Right? Chazal say in the beginning, Vayikra Melech HaMitzrayim, ותראה מאז עוסק השדים במצרים ותכהנו את הילדים ויקרא מצרים ואומרים להם מדוע עשינו הדבר הזה ותכהנו לדין הלסן זוג פוסק חובייס ויצב פארוי לכל עמוי כל הבן הילד יאיר את השליחו finish it doesn't help everyone has to חזר עושה even from his people אף עליהם גוזר יואים שנולד מוישה אומר לו יצרגינים היואים נולד מוישים ואינו נויידים עם מצרים ועם ישראל רואים אנו שסויפו ללכס במים לפי הגוזר אוי סעים על המצרים שם הכל הבן הילוידו ולנבע הילד לעברים אתם נויידים שסויפו ללכס על מי מריבו so what happened? In the beginning he wanted to kill all the Jews then he said everyone was born today to kill Jewish, Mitzrim, why? Because they told him we see someone is born today is the guy that will save them we're not sure if he's Jewish or Mitzrim so the Biskirov says why the Taki didn't know? Because Kol HaMegadel Ben Chaveiro Kilo Yoldei so I said he grew by Batya so he looked Mitzri they looked again, he looked Yid again they looked Mitzri so the Tzitignin Tapar is something interesting this kid looks Mitzri and not Mitzri Mitzri and not Mitzri so Tapar said, you know what? So everyone throws away the kids the Mitzri and the not Mitzri this is the Pshat in this Rashi ve'ein anu yoidim in Mitzrayim and Yisrael then they told him, we see that he was suffering in the water so Tapar said, well, it's Kedai to throw him to the water and they didn't know that it's Chet Mei Meriva Skirov said So Paru was a Rosh and a Rusha. He decided to kill every kid that was born. It helped. Not only that, his daughter took care of this kid. Chafetz Chaim said it when people came to him. Was Zion Hitler? I was not sure he was a liar. Was Zion Hitler? He said, Hitler, Paru Goza, and Paru himself was the God of the nation of David. If Hashem wants, no one could do nothing to him. We don't have to be scared from that one. Oh, what's the sign? It's not a bench. How it could be Achzo? Vayelech ish mi beis levi. Here it starts. Vayelech ish mi beis levi vayikach his bas levi. Zok Rashi. It was Amram and he took Yocheved. Pirush poirush hoyo mimeno. Ipnei gzeras paro. Lemaise, Amram's shita was, Val Paro is going to kill the kids. You're not allowed to bring kids to the world. Kuch nefesh. Maybe it's lifnei iver, even to be machshel Paro. So it's better not to bring kids to the world. So Rashi, choza velokcho. וזהו שהולך בעצס ביטוי, שאומרו לוי, גזירוס חוק קושו משל פארוי, אם פארוי גוזר על הסחורים, עתו גם על הנקייבס. והחזירו ועושו בו לקוחים. The Medrash says that in that chasen, Aaron and Miriam were dancing in front of the parents. They were משמח חוסם מקרה. והיה Aaron ומיריה מקרקרים לפני בכלי שיר. So there's a letter that I want to read you. It's a scary letter from the Ponovich, from Alta Mikelem. It says, Rabbi Yeruchel, I'm sorry. Chazal say, Anvulsunusoi shal scharia yechivu es biseinu. We spoke about it. Oid ro'isi maise v'niskarti aloche. He spoke about a person that meroi frumkait. Va'ikach es bas levi, moron soito. Sho'olach ba'atzas bitoi, sho'omro loi, gzeiros fokoshe mishul paroi. Im paroi gozar ala schorim, ato gam ala nekeves. Amro Machosit, Kodesh, his gzeiro is worse than Paro. He had a mistake, but from this tzidkis he made a gzeiro that is kosher from Paro. V'ani chofetz le'atik, Rabbi Yochanan tells him, a letter that I have, v'ksav kiyot kodshay from the Alta Mikelem, that he written it to G'doyle Adoyer v'anshe Maise. יויסר מאשר רוצו אנטיוכוס הראשו לבטל תאיר מישראל יוכל לאודם ליגרוים בצדק ובתמימוס לשם שמיים ותיוסו מדרך האמס. A person אמור בצדקס בתקרונקי תבצדקס he could destroy כלל ישראל מורס יחבת עוד אמרום שלחו קושי משל פארוי פארו. And Ledoros, if Amram will not change his mind, we'll say Pharaoh was a little bit bad, Amram was terrible. If a person doesn't have a Rebbe, and he starts to become fafrut with shittas, he could be machriv the world more. Make a new shita of learning. Yeah? He could machriv klal Yisrael, more than the people that wanted to close the yeshivas. A person thinks he means Hashem Shamayim, he means to help. He's worse than the worst from the Seder from Klal Yisrael. Frank the Chazal. So, right, Dr. Rashi. Then we'll finish the Rashi of this post. How old Yocheved was? It's Yocheved that he was born when he went into Mitzrayim married to Amram. Ubas kuf lamed shon ha'oiso shenoylad bevoi le'mitzrayim. Why? Shenoldo bevoi le'mitzrayim ben ha'choymus. And they left after 210 and Moshe Rabbeinu was 80. So it has to be that she was 130. And she was bas lady. Va'ikach is bas lady. She was the daughter of lady. Frank de Mforshim, such a mess. Soro had a baby 100 years old. The Torah made a ganze trask out of it. So why here it doesn't say a whole miracle that she had a daughter? I thought today, Abshad, but first. The Ramban says that we only write Nisim Alidei Malach. But the Malach said that what happened, and it happened. Someone gave birth. 130 staff. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, after Sarah already, she nishkin chidish, but Smoifes already we have. Nocham ala Moifes. The Magim in Dubna says a Moshe. It's the Yvalvika Moshe. Says, it was two poor people. One poor person says, you know, I went to this town, Los Angeles, they really bought a tzedakah. Everyone gave me $1,000. Wasn't that a big deal? I was there also. They gave me even $1,100 even. Yeah, for sure. I'm sorry. The other person says, Los Angeles? I was in Chvez. Paris? Also. Everyone $1,100. So the guy does, when you were in Paris? He says, Purim. He says, Shalom Aleichem. And Purim, that everyone gave you $1,000, Nishkin Gedula. I went in the middle of winter, and everyone gave me $1,000. So like the Tkufa from Soro, Soro HaKoro, 100. The Tkufa, every lady was Yoleda Shisha Bekera Sechol, yeah? But the whole matzav there was some Mishun Nikaza. So 130? I think I have a right to the Magen Medum, but it's a pen of the Ramban's Kasha. If it's a miracle, so why Amram divorced his wife? anyway, it's impossible to have a baby. So why you got divorced? It's time to be divorced. So I'm just saying he wanted everyone to learn from him. The Talmud says he knew that it's happening. At that time, like he said, it was Purim, yeah? Shisha Bekel HaSechot was talking about Nezachon happening. It was a matzah from Purim. He knew that she could have, if Shisha Bekel HaSechot, his wife 130. Maybe it's a tkuva from this, even maybe you don't count it. Devin Ezra says something here. You know, I would only say it over because Devin Ezra says it, but it's good to say it. Devin Ezra says, big, what it says, V'leyuchloi la'atzpinoi, she couldn't, so she put him inside the little basket and she put him in the water. He says, I say, Devin Ezra, we could say over. U'machshobois Hashem, Omku miyucha la'amoid besoidoi. Hashem himself knows why Moshe Rabbeinu had to grow in Paro's house. That's a mother's house. He grew in Paro's house. Ulai, zog Eben Ezra, Sirva Kodesh Baruch Hu she'igdal Moshe bebeis Amalchus, liyo isnafshe al madrego elyoino bederech halimut varegilus. Lo liyo ishfeilo bebeis avodim. That the Madrigal Klal Yisrael will grow in a prince's house. That he will have an neshama of a prince. Not an Hashem of a slave. Haloi tire, horeg es ha-mitzri, osu chomos, hoishia es b'nei smidion, v'oi davor acher. Again, if Ezra would not say it, I could not say it. Ki ilu o yogodel ben ochov, if he would grow with his brothers, v'yakiru min urov, and they were used to for him when he was a young kid, lo yhoyu yirei mimenu. Later, they could not accept him as the manik from Klal Yisrael. Ki yachshivu ke echov mehem. They used to for him. Sometimes you have to bring, when you want the money, you have to bring someone that grew outside. The friends that grew with him, even that he becomes Moshe Rabbeinu, as he should in Eben Ezra. Together in the same cheder, you know. Peter, he had Moshe Rabbeinu. He came from outside. He couldn't respect him. As he said, Eben Ezra, it was Darke Ashgoche. It's good to listen, it's Achmol. ותרד בספרי לרחץ על היעור ונעריסי אוהר פוסק ד' ותתעצה וחויסה מרוחק לדאו מה יעושה לו. Her sister went to see what will happen. What's the pshat in this person? ותתעצה וחויסה מרוחק לדאו מה יעושה לו. So I say over Alamo the Maisa with the Ponovich Arov. Ponovich Arov came once to a city to collect money. I don't remember what was the name of the city. The rabbi of the shul told him, in our community, Baruch Hashem, everything is erect. We don't need, we have Baruch Hashem and our stack of funds. Everything is organized. Bis Yaakov, Chavik Hadisha, Chmas Eskalo, Chayla, Elaychai, all these achen, yeah? Russians, Kam Simcha, everything we have here. Baruch Hashem, people give for everything, even for Kerem Kayemet Israel. Yeah? We don't need the Panovich Rav. So, Baruch Hashem, if you want to give a drosha ala Torah, the Olam really like the Jewish Rosh Hashiva. But appeals, you'll do it in a different show. So, Panovich Rav said, for sure. He got up and he said, don't understand this person. Amram was a Navi. Yocheved. And Miriam, and the sister Miriam tells him, Ta, it's not right. Not only that, Chazal say, I have a nevuah, I know from you and mommy have to come out Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, has to come Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't. And Moshe Rabbeinu is born, and they can't hide him anymore. And they put him in a little basket, and they throw him into the water. Amram doesn't go to look what will happen. He trusts Hashem. I did my will. I did my try. Yocheved doesn't go. The Miriam and Avio, that she knew that Hashem told her, she's not sure. She's the one that is standing to see. Zog the Panovich Arov, she didn't go to see. She knew he'll be safe. She wanted to know how. She wanted to see that big hand stretching. She wanted to see it. She wanted to see. Maya also, like the Chofetz Chaim says, we have the same Zach in the Posuk, in the Mekoshesh. They put him in jail. Kiloi pura shmaye oseloi. So like Rashi, ve'eze misa le'amisoi. We knew what it is, you have to kill him. Just didn't know how. Le'del maya oseloi, how? So like the Panovich Rav, when I go around the world to collect money, I know Panovich will have money. I'm sure. I just go to see who will be the one that will be zeicher to give the money. At least now I know you will not. And he went down. This was the drasha of the Panovich Rav. But I heard a guy from the Shiva Pedersen once, he wanted to tell me, when I spoke it over once in a Simcha, and he was present there. And he said, he came up to me after the Briska Mahalach. I said, the Panovich Mahalach, I'm talking about Talmud, the Panovich. He said, the Briska, I think, is the Talmud. The Briska, he said that, the Alochel and a Novi Oymed al Mevu Asim. The Novi has a kind of responsibility that is Nevuah with Miskayim. We find it in Nineveh. He says, Hashem, but now you will not kill them? And he says, I'm standing outside to see if the city will be destroyed or not. Well, why are you standing outside? You did it. Go by them. It's his responsibility. She was the Nevuah. She was the one that said that this is Moshe Rabbeinu, so she has, like, Yoino stands outside Nineveh to see if Nineveh nechreves or not. Miriam stands outside. Aber interessant, in Rambam is mashma andere mahalach in Gantz. In Rambam is Tzoras. I don't know if we have the Rambam Tzoras. Maybe it's on the table. Tyre. Tyre, Rambam Tyre. This is really a bonus. Yeah. You're holding on to this. Perek Tzayin Aloch Yud. Shokeh Adam. Perek Tzayin Aloch Yud. Here's a new mahalach of the parasha from the Rambam. Harei Omru, Hizvoyenu Ma'ira Le Miriam Hanevio, Shedibura Be'achio, Shegodu Mimenu Beshonim, Vegidlosei Al Birko, Vesikno Be'atzmo Le'atzilo Min Hayam. And even so, she got punished on the Shnore, he had to be careful on the Shnore. But when the Rambam wants to explain the closeness of Miriam to her brother, the Rambam represents it in these words. The Rambam learned that she was hiding there to try to fight if someone was trying to do something. It was not just to see what will happen. The Sikno be'atzmo la'atzilo min hayam. So the Rambam learned a different pshat in the pasuk. So why she went? Maybe she was younger. You know, I know in the Germany is also Alma, they will send the kids. They will manage much more. Technically, she just was hiding inside the bushes. She was short. I said, you know, the Rambam pshat. I turned mahalach. Mishkan Novi on the vuasa. And Mishkan the Panovich shut off mahalach.
More work if you do.
I don't know what the matzah is. I know that in the world, little kids help a lot of different things. It's a very capable success. ויחר אף השם במוישה ויאמר על היער נוכיחה עלי וידעתי כי דבר ידבר הוא וגם הנה הוא יוצא לקרוסךו ורוחו בסומך בליבה. One of those something, I'm not sure if I'm holding in the madrega what I'm going to say. I try not to say things that I'm not holding in the madrega, but this word I feel I have to say even that I'm not holding in the madrega of this word. Chazal tell us Aaron was older. Aaron was considered in Mitzrayim the Navi of Klal Yisrael. Moshe was by the king. Moshe, we didn't know where is Moshe. And Aaron will be happy. Moshe, don't worry. זוג רשי, לא כמו שאתה סובר שיהיה מקביד עליך, שאתה אוהלה לגדולה, ומשום זוכו ארון לעד האחוי של הנסונים על הלב. So what is it over? A letter, again, it's very scary. Was a meiser. This Rav Shalom Shvadron brings down this meiser. Was a person that he was a magichir in a yeshiva somewhere. And the talmidim of the yeshiva felt that if he would give them a shpuz, he will have a lot of chizim. A lot of chizim. An unofficial vaad, an unofficial shpuz. Give him a lot of chizim. And Yenna was misupik, the ma'isa, and the mashgiach of the yeshiva will hear about it, will have like a little pinch that the oilam are looking by musa from another person. But the ma'isa, the toyalas of the boys, is to hear from him a shmuz. So he went to ask Reb Chatzka Levenstein. And this was the musa of Reb Chatzka Levenstein. Yesh lanu kabolo brur. If it's a matziv, you could build the Beis HaMikdash. But in the same time, a person will have a little bit of Chalisha Sadas. Don't build a Beis HaMikdash. We have a Raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, maybe Aaron will be upset that I became the Navi, so he didn't want to go to take out Klal Yisrael. Understand, Hashem said, Moshe, save Klal Yisrael. Someone will be hurt. Better that it will not be done. Moshe says, I can't go. Hashem says, don't worry, Aaron will not be jealous. Aaron will not be hurt. People today behave differently. It's important, let the horses stay out. Moshe doesn't want to go to Mitzrayim. His brother will not feel comfortable with him. So it's better not to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Every day that he's waiting, the Geula is Misakev. Kabbalah yesh b'yodeinu, said the Chatzka. We'll stop here. I didn't mean that.
I'm trying to digest it.
Moshe, Hashem has to tell him, Aaron will not be jealous. I understand. I want to explain myself a little bit. I want to explain myself. I understand all the things that Moshe doesn't want to go. He says, Aaron is greater. Shlach no